أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هل أتى على الإنسان حين من الدهر لم يكن شيئا مذكورا. إنا خلقنا الإنسان من نطفة أمشاج نبتليه فجعلناه سميعا بصيرا. إنا هديناه السبيل إما شاكرا وإما كفورا. إنا أعتدنا للكافرين سلاسل وأغلالا وسعيرا. إن الأبرار يشربون من كأس كان مزاجها كافورا. عينا يشرب بها عباد الله يفجرونها تفجيرا. يوفون بالنذر ويخافون يوما كان شره مستطيرا. ويطعمون الطعام على حبه مسكينا ويتيما وأسيرا. إنما نطعمكم لوجه الله لا نريد منكم جزاء ولا شكورا. إنا نخاف من ربنا يوما عبوسا قمطريرا. فوقاهم الله شر ذلك اليوم ولقاهم نضرة وسرورا. وجزاهم بما صبروا جنة وحريرا. متكئين فيها على الأرائك لا يرون فيها شمسا ولا زمهريرا.
A lengthy period of time passed over man where he was nothing even worthy of mention. Indeed, we have created mankind from a mixed drop in order to try him, and we bestowed him with the faculties of hearing and sight. Indeed, we have showed him the road, we have shown him the path, and he became thankful and grateful or ungrateful. We have prepared for the kuffar chains, yokes and a blazing fire. And for the righteous, they will drink from a cup flavored, they will drink from a cup, a drink flavored with kafur. And this will be from the fountain where the servants of Allah Ta'ala will drink thereof. And they will cause it to flow as they please. They fulfill their vows and they fear a day whose horror will be spread far and wide. And they feed for the love of Allah Ta'ala the needy, the orphan and the captive, saying, "We only feed you for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. We don't need any reward and any appreciation from you. We don't need a reward nor a word of appreciation. We fear from our Rabb a distressful day, day where man will be in distress and in pain." فَوَقَاهُمُ اللَّهُ شَرَّ ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمِ. And Allah Ta'ala will save him, will save them from the horror of that day, and He will grant them a beaming beauty of brightness and joy, and He rewards them on account of their patience and their constancy with Jannat and with fine silk, reclining therein on thrones raised on high. They will see not the excessive heat of the sun therein, nor excessive cold, and the shade thereof will be hanging low, and the bunches of fruit will be low and near to reach. And the vessels therein will be of silver, and the goblets of crystal clear glass, crystal clear made of silver, and they will measure it according to how they wish. And وَيُسْقَوْنَ فِيهَا كَأَسًا. and they will be given therein a drink from a cup, which will be flavored with zanjabil, a fountain therein that is called salsabil, and around them will be serving you youngsters, young boys, lads, going around serving them with perpetual freshness and beauty. If you were to see them, you will think them to be scattered pearls. And if you look there, you will see a blessing, you will see bounties, and a magnificent realm, kingdom for yourselves. They will be adorned with clothing, with fine green silk and brocade, and they will be adorned therein with bracelets of silver, and their Rabb will grant them a drink that is pure and clean, not like the wine of this world, the wine of the hereafter, pure, without any headiness, without any dizziness. إِنَّ هَذَا كَانَ لَكُمْ جَزَاءً. This is your reward, and your effort is recognized and appreciated. A few years ago, man was nothing. We look within our lives. 100 years ago, we were nothing, not even worthy of being mentioned. And then look at the humble beginnings. We are created of a drop, a mixed drop, either the drop of the male and the female mixed together, or then where do they get their nutrients? Is from the nourishment that they feed, the nourishment that they eat, and the nourishment that they eat and enjoy, where does it come from? From the particles, from the plants, etc., that they eat, and that comes from the particles of the soil, particles of the water. So all this assembled together is your nourishment, and then this is the very matter that the reproduction goes with. So this is your humble beginning, and we have created you, نَبْتَلِيهِ فَجَعَلْنَاهُ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا, and given mankind the faculties of hearing and sight. When you want to reproach someone, you want to reprimand someone, then you tell him, don't you have ears? In other words, when you have ears, you're supposed to be listening. When you have eyes, you're supposed to be seeing. Why do you stumble? Why do you make these type of mistakes? So we have given him the faculties of hearing and sight, that he may listen, he may see properly, and then take steps, and then work out his life. Without seeing and understanding, without hearing properly and correctly, obviously he's going to fall into problems. Then after we have created him, then we showed him the path of guidance. And thereafter it is the choice of man whether he wants to show gratitude to Allah Ta'ala or become ungrateful. But remember, what we have got in store for the kafir, chains and yokes and a blazing fire. But for the righteous, then they will drink from a goblet of wine flavored with kafur. Here, some places the word kafur has been used, then zanjabil, then salsabil. These are the different fountains and the different drinks that the jannatis will drink of. The names may sound like the names of this world, but the reality will be totally different, worlds apart. Just for our understanding, Allah Ta'ala says here, kafur, sometimes it says salsabil, sometimes it is said zanjabil. But the taste, the enjoyment, the excitement will be totally different. Though it will be a wine, but that wine will not bring about the dizziness and headiness like you have in this world. Rather, it will bring about the joy, that festive and that season, that excitement and that pleasure, without the headiness, without the dizziness and the trouble that goes with wine. Added to this is these fountains. And these fountains, they will be able to cause them to flow as they please, wherever they please. And some of the very outstanding qualities of these people, these jannatis, yufuna bin nadr. Then when they have taken an undertaking, they have undertaken any obligation, any task, and any vow, then they fulfill their vows. So if they fulfill the vows that they have undertaken, they of their own have made compulsory upon themselves by taking vows, then how much more respectful will they be with the obligations of Allah Ta'ala, things that they have taken upon themselves, they ensure that they fulfill. then the obligations of Allah Ta'ala, how much more dutiful and how much more concerned will be, how much more concerned will they be to see that the obligations of Allah Ta'ala are fulfilled. Person takes a vow, he makes something compulsory upon himself that was not originally compulsory. So to fulfill this becomes obligatory, provided the vow that he has taken is of a permissible nature. Like for example, he says that I will, if my work is done, then I will perform 2 rakats of namaz. So then it is compulsory for him to fulfill this vow. But if he vows or takes an oath of something that is impermissible, then it is haram for him to fulfill that vow. Rather, he should break that vow and pay the kafara for that. For example, he says, I will not talk to you. So not talking to your Muslim brother for no valid permissible reason, then that is haram, it's not permissible. So to break that oath and break that vow and see that you talk to him, resume normal relationship is compulsory. وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامِ And when they show generosity, then they show generosity for the love of Allah Ta'ala. عَلَى حُبِّهِ Poor, the destitute, the needy and the orphan, and the captive as well, the prisoner as well. So one meaning is that for the love of Allah Ta'ala they do this. And the other explanation is, in spite of them liking that wealth, yet they spend it on the destitute, the orphan and the prisoner. They don't give the extras away, things that are rejected, rather that wealth that they like themselves, for themselves, some part of that they give away to the poor, some part of it they give to the orphan. So what you like for yourself, then you part away from that, only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then they say that we do all this because we fear a distressful day, day that will cause man to frown. And Allah Ta'ala will grant them security against all the horrors of that day. And He will grant them a freshness of beauty, a beautiful and bright freshness will He grant them, and joy. And this is all on account of their patience and their constancy. They remain constant, they remain consistent, they remain patient, in spite of all the challenges that were before them. Now is a time of appreciation. It's a time for your remuneration. Now Allah Ta'ala will remunerate you according to His splendor, His magnificence and His shan. Reclining therein on thrones on high, you will not suffer the excessive heat of the sun, nor any type of cold. The shade of Jannat will be low, as well as the fruit bunches lying low and near. And then everything that is spoken about in Jannat, we know of it, or we've got an idea of it in this world, silver, gold, etc. But there is that type of goblets in Jannat, which is called silver, but it will be crystal clear. Like how we have glass, it's crystal clear, though it is made of silver, but it will be crystal clear. This is something that will be something absolutely unique of Jannat. It will be drinking of glasses, though it is crystal clear, but it is made of silver. Normally, the earthly silver is not see-through, but this is see-through, crystal clear, and you will measure them accordingly, according to how you want it. Then, to add to your pleasure and joy, youth with perpetual beauty, perpetual freshness, they will be going around serving you. And if you look around, if you see them, you will imagine them to be scattered pearls. And at the end, to top it all, Allah Ta'ala Himself will say, إِنَّ هَذَا كَانَ لَكُمْ جَزَاءً وَكَانَ سَعْيُكُمْ مَشْكُورًا This is your reward, and your effort is appreciated, is recognized. If Allah Ta'ala Himself says that your effort is appreciated and recognized, can you imagine the extent of the happiness of the Jannati when Allah Ta'ala Himself says, I recognize your effort and I appreciate your effort. Indeed, we have sent down the Quran Sharif in stages gradually. Be patient for the command of your Rabb. Don't complain. And don't become impatient. You will find all types of challenges, situations in your health, deteriorating, then people, then circumstances, everything will happen. But you remain patient, don't lose yourself, remain consistent. فَاصْبِرْ لِحُكْمِ رَبِّكَ And don't follow a sinner or a person that is ungrateful. And remember the name of your Rabb in the mornings and the evenings and part of the night. Bow down to him in salah and glorify him, saying subhanallah, alhamdulillah, for a long period of the night. These people, that is the kuffar, they have lost sight of the hereafter. So they only desire this fleeting life, and they have put back behind them a very distressful, heavy day. We have created them, and we have strengthened their joints. Within yourself, who's created you, and who's created these joints, strengthened the joints, that the same joint you use for 50 years, 70 years, 80 years. So who's created this? And if we wished, we could replace them entirely. This is an admonition and an advice. Then whoever wills, let him take up a path to his Rabb. May Allah bless you.